The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you Joel Snyder's audio-described Halloween-themed movies and a cartoon, voting information available online, PCB convention and conference auction information, A Journey Through History meets November 10th. House Resolution 8478, sponsored by Representative Republican Ted Bund, to change the ADA regarding consumer website accessibility at congress.gov. TheHindu.com has an article on vision-impaired photographers. News with a Z, hook.com, VI accessible hangman game by children, and the national, the NSLI for youth.org has guidelines for scholarships available for the 2021 school year. October is here, and that means Halloween. Some years back, my company and VITAC collaborated on creating audio description and captions for public domain films that may inspire Halloween-suitable scares and screams. The three that are available online for free are typically horror-esque, so they may not be appropriate for every age group. But we also worked on a 7-minute Popeye cartoon, Fright to the Finish. The URLs are below. Nosferatu, https://www.youtube.com/watch:\v=A(N)I(N)2C46D(W)W. Night of the Living Dead, https://www.youtube.com/watch:\v=7HU(YY40UBAJC)T=1S. Carnival of Souls, https://youtube.be/PPSSPVYE. Popeye, https://youtube.be/IRRESSW0GNG. Enjoy Joel Snyder, PhD, author of The Visual Made Verbal, a comprehensive training manual and guide to the history and applications of audio description. President, Audio Description Associates, LLC, The Visual Made Verbal trademark, ADA logo, Eye Within an Ear, 6502 Westmoreland Avenue, Tacoma Park, Maryland, 20912. Email jsnyder@audiodescribe.com. Telephone 301-920-0218. Fax 208-445-0079. For more information about audio description, please visit www.audiodescribe.com. Director, Audio Description Project, American Council of the Blind, jsnyder@acb.org, 202-467-5083, www.acb.org/ADP. From Norma A. Boge, nabogee@mchsi.com. This site has an accessible table which lists when early voting starts and ends for each state, plus links to Secretary of State offices. Also includes info on absentee mail-in voting. Research how the pandemic has affected voting in your state. You can also check here to make sure you are registered to vote. Lots of good info. Works great with JAWS. https://www.vote.org/. Chris Hunziker here with a reminder for all about our PCB conference and convention being held between October 21st and 25th, 2020. Leaders, on behalf of the Pennsylvania Council of the Blind's conference program and planning team, I extend an invitation to join us for our 2020 virtual conference. Please read on for details and links to additional information. Auction information is being sent in a separate email. 2020 PCB conference information. Dates Wednesday, October 21 through Sunday, October 25. Location, as close as your nearest device. Theme, Bridging the Distance. Preliminary schedule at http://pcb1.org/2020 schedule. Conference registration is $20 and includes access to Zoom platform to interact with all presenters and other attendees. Toll-free calling option upon request. Opportunities to participate in the evening entertainment and audio-described events. Entrance into door prize drawings. Participation in elections and business for paid PCB members. Conference program provided in your preferred reading format. Automatic registration for the PCB live auction on Sunday, October 25th at 3 p.m. Well, that passed. Registering. Late registration is $20 after October 3rd. Materials available by email only. Register by phone at 1-877-617-7407. Register online at http://pcb1.org/conference/registration/. Additional and emerging details. Regularly visit pcb1.org/conference. Follow us on Twitter, PCB_advocate, or on Facebook at PA Council of the Blind. What is a virtual conference? This year, since we cannot meet in person at a physical hotel site, we will come together through the magic of technology. Our primary virtual meeting facility will be Zoom, a meeting platform that enables us to call, click, or tap our way to each other. So rather than packing your suitcase, boarding a train, shelling out bucks for a room, and eating expensive hotel food all weekend, you get to sit in your comfiest chair, sleep in your own cozy bed, and eat your own scrumptious meals. And the best part, you'll even get more presentations and opportunities to participate than ever before at our conference. Since we have no physical limits of hotel availability, we're expanding this year's conference programming. We'll kick off Wednesday, October 21 at 4 p.m. with the annual conference meeting of the PCB Board of Directors. The conference will officially open afterwards at 6 p.m. Thursday, October 22. Our programming begins at 4 p.m. with doggy massage instruction, followed by our Getting to Know You social hour for attendees who are either new to PCB or who are attending the conference for the first time, and then even more presentations. On Friday, October 23rd, we have events planned all day, including an audio-described movie matinee, breakout sessions, kitchen conversations discussion, and more. Saturday's programming is all day, similar to our format for previous years. On Sunday, we have another movie on tap and the PCB live auction. Our teams have planned presentations including tips and tricks for giving public presentations, the potential helpfulness of AI speakers, and information on managing your health with technology. We'll also hear from two app creators, two book authors, and both of our U.S. Senators' offices. Each night, we will have interactive entertainment, including improv, trivia, impersonations, and banquet social time. This year's PCB conference and convention will truly be like no other. Here is the promised auction information for you ACB supporters of PCB. Great things come in small packages, the 2020 PCB Virtual Auction. Come one, come all to the PCB first ever virtual auction at the close of the 2020 PCB Conference and Convention on Sunday, October 25th, 2020. The fun begins at 1:30 p.m. with an audio showcase of items up for bid. The auction itself will begin promptly at 3 p.m. and will continue until all items are gone. I will only read the website. I won't read what each individual item will be. When you register for the 2020 PCB Conference and Convention, you are automatically registered for the auction. Please register at http://pcb1.org/conference/registration/. If for some reason, and I can imagine what that would be, you choose not to register for this year's conference but wish to attend the auction, you will have to register by 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 24th. Individuals who do not register will not be allowed to bid on items. You can register by calling the PCB office at 717-920-9999 and either speaking directly with our Administrative Secretary, Christina, or by leaving a clear voicemail with all necessary information. Alternately, you can register as a bidder by emailing PCBOffice@pcb1.org. You will need to provide your name, address, phone number, and email address if available. As you know, because of COVID-19, we are unable to meet in person. No problem, we have that covered. This year, all donated items are to be shipped to the PCB office. The exception to this rule is any item baked at a donor's home. In this case, we will send the baker the necessary funds to ship the baked goods directly to the winning bidder post-auction. Because all items are being shipped to the winning bidders, either from the PCB office or from a talented baker, we are asking that donations follow this year's auction theme. Great things come in small packages, so as to minimize shipping costs for all. As always, we appreciate electronics, gift cards, jewelry, bath and body items, guide dog supplies, baked goods, and whatever your imagination can conjure up. Just remember to keep the items small. Here are some reminders and rules for all to consider when they join us at the auction. The auction, like the rest of the conference and convention, will be held on the Zoom platform. There will be a pre-auction audio showcase of all items at 1:30 p.m. As in past years, we ask that you remain as quiet as possible during the bidding process. At the start of the bid for each item, a pre-recorded description will be played, during which time participants interested in bidding on the item are to raise their hands. One of our technical team will unmute those bidders. Please remain quiet while the item description is read. Once the auctioneer opens the bid, you should call out your name and your bid amount. Please be courteous to other bidders and allow the auctioneer to auctioneer. If you no longer wish to bid on the item, we ask that you mute yourself so as to avoid any unnecessary background noise. By winning the highest bid on an item, you are making a commitment to pay for the item. Payment will be collected by the PCB office post-auction on Monday. Payments accepted are credit or debit card, check, and money order. Please note, if you are paying by check or money order, the items purchased will not ship until the check or money order has been received and cleared. Items will be shipped by the PCB office as soon as possible once payment is confirmed. While this auction is somewhat different than past PCB auctions, it will be better than ever. This year, you don't have to spend money on travel and such, so you can bid, bid, bid. Just get comfortable in your own home, pour yourself a libation, and let's have some fundraising for our great organization. If you have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact Mary Ann Grignon at 570-807-1276 or email mariana0407@gmail.com. Below is the fourth and final posting of the 2020 PCB virtual auction list in the order in which the items will be auctioned. We on the fund development team and the auction subteam offer our most sincere thanks to you or your chapter for your generous contribution to this year's auction. It is you who make it possible. Now, invite family and friends to participate. If you haven't registered for the conference, please do so as soon as possible. And following is the list of items that I'm not going to read. From the ACB Newswire, A Journey Through History meets November 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss Author-in-Chief, The Untold Story of Our Presidents, Their Books, and the Shaping of American History, DB 98626. Author-in-Chief, The Untold Story of Our Presidents, Their Books, and the Shaping of American History, by Craig Fehrman, F-E-H-R-M-A-N, book number DB 98626. NLS annotation. Journalist provides an overview of books written by American presidents, beginning with Thomas Jefferson and continuing through Donald Trump. Discusses the motivations for these publications, their contents, and their impact on the lives of the authors and society at large. Strong language, commercial audiobook, copyright 2020. Narrator, Fred Sanders. Because of the election, we are changing our meeting date from the first to the second Tuesday and meeting November 10th, 2020. This change is for November only. Zoom invitation. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/177809772. iPhone telephone numbers in the U.S. 408-638-0986 or 778-09772 # or 646-876-9923 778-09772 # Telephone numbers. I just read them. Meeting ID 177-809-772. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ4DR N. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tek-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. Same thing. If you will receive a confirmation email, reply without writing anything. Accessible World Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta818@gmail.com. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 714-449-1958. Email larry2rsgassman2s@roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Accessible World Co-Chair. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, John Don Queen. House Resolution 8478. Introduced October 1st, 2020. This bill is in the first stage of the legislative process. It was introduced into Congress on October 1st, 2020, sponsored by Ted Budd, representative for North Carolina's 13th Congressional District, Republican. Full text of the bill is not yet available. To amend the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 to include consumer-facing websites and mobile applications owned or operated by a private entity, to establish web accessibility compliance standards for such websites and mobile applications, and for other purposes. HR 8478 at govtrack.us. From thehindu.com. By Sweta Akundi, A-K-U-N-D-I. Meet India's vision-impaired photographers who use technology and grit to make their mark. A strip of cloud cut across the sun over a grand old dormant volcano in Mauritius. A beautiful setting for a picture, thought Pranav Lal, on honeymoon with his wife, Sacheta. Being born blind has not stopped this Delhi-based cybersecurity specialist from choosing photography as his hobby. Pranav is in fact one among a number of amateur photographers with visual impairments in India. The thrill of taking photographs for me is my desire to perceive what I can't touch. Landscapes, the sky and its clouds, faraway hills and mountain peaks with snow, says Pranav. He perceives beauty through the sense of sound using a software voice vision technology that facilitates an augmented reality on his pair of glasses. It is like an artificial eye, and it works on two levels, explains Pranav. First, it takes live camera views and translates them to a defined set of sounds. So images are converted into stereo sound by scanning them from left to right. The brighter the object, the louder the sound, the greater the elevation, the higher the pitch. The second level uses neuroscience. The sound gets converted into electrical impulses in the brain. Your brain cells don't care whether they are getting that data from. When it receives the data, the specialized neurons recircuit themselves for vision, he says, explaining how he sees in illusory flashes. Once I see what I like, I press click on my smartphone camera. The contrast in light is why he loves taking pictures of landscapes and structures. Water especially gives you a lot of scope to play with reflections. If the light falls on it differently, it will be an entirely different picture. Current bionic eyes place such microelectrodes near the optical nerve to create visuals inside the brain. Mumbai-based Bhavesh Patel, however, uses no advanced equipment for his photography, yet he is India's only fully blind photographer to have shot commercial projects. Bhavesh has always been interested in the creative fields, especially art. I had studied in a school in Worley until I was 15, and I remembered there was this art gallery nearby. I would go with my uncle, and he would visually describe what there was in those paintings. In 2009, he had his first tryst with photography thanks to a group, Blind with Camera, helmed by photographer Bartosz Bomik, Bhowmick. He introduced me to a basic Kodak camera. We clicked pictures of the pigeons in Dadar. Whenever they flapped their wings, he would point and shoot, capturing imagination. When Bhavesh had those developed pictures described to him, it took him back to his childhood memories with his uncle. It captured my imagination, he says. From that first photo of the pigeons taking flight, he moved on to take pictures of Katrina Kaif for Lux and got paid for it. That was mostly done with the help of other sighted photographers who adjusted the lighting and the environment. I had to sense where she was positioned and what she was doing and click according to that, he says. However, for Oppo, the shoot was more dynamic. We traveled to different locations in Delhi to capture different scenarios with an Oppo smartphone. Under Blind with Camera, many others like Bhavesh have been experimenting with photography as a hobby. Its founder, Parto, claims to have introduced the camera to over 1,500 Indians with visual disabilities. The group also raises awareness by holding workshops for the sighted, in which they are blindfolded and taught to use the camera by people with vision impairments. One such workshop, led in Hyderabad, was with Mercedes-Benz for potential buyers. Vivek Yeralkar from the group acted as the mentor, instructing students to use their sense of sound to capture pictures of cars zooming on tracks at a speed of 90 kilometers per hour. Staying focused. Completely blind in one eye and with 10% vision in the other, Vivek used to be a photographer. He recalls the local awards he won with great joy before he lost his vision due to retinal detachment in 1992. Back then, I was in Thane, working as an engineer. I would use vernier calipers and micrometers, but one day I couldn't see the readings properly. Several visits to the doctor and a surgery did not help, and he moved back to his parents' home in Pune. That year, I was very depressed. I had photojournalist friends, and it was my dream to be a photographer, too. It was left unfinished, he says. After getting back on his feet with some computer training and learning to use screen readers, Vivek heard of a Blind with Camera workshop in Goa in 2010. Since then, he has been reacquainted with the lens. His favorite memory is that of the Khaz Plateau in Satara, where he went 2 years ago with his son. There were flowers of so many colors, yellow, violet, orange. Technology has helped him over the years, with most cameras now being equipped with autofocus. The screen reading phone, too, makes things a lot easier, especially taking selfies. Otherwise, before, we would have had to turn the rear camera and never know if the framing is right. Pranav is a huge supporter of using better technology, not just to click pictures, but also to perceive them. Right now, an exhibition for the blind would probably have audio descriptions, or they have a tactile picture, but they are never enough to convey all the details in a photograph, he says. This is why he prefers the voice vision technology to look at pictures. In fact, the whole reason I started photography is to check if others were looking at the same thing I was, he says. For Bhavesh, the draw of photography is the more you focus on clicking a picture, the more aware you are of your surroundings, the better your judgment. You will understand the world a little bit better, he says. A photograph is a record, proof that you were there with the world at that moment in time. Staying with India, we have an article from newshook.com, NEWZHOOK. Blindness Awareness Month. These teens have made hangmen accessible for visually impaired people. Hangmen is a popular paper and pencil secret word guessing game for many people play in childhood. This has become accessible for visually impaired people thanks to the efforts of two visually impaired teenagers, Pranav Savla and Bhuvika Agrawal. Pranav Savla's parents introduced him to coding as an extracurricular activity. It has sparked off a lifelong passion for developing accessible technologies in this 14-year-old visually impaired teenager. Pranav, a student of Head Start Educational Institute in Bengaluru, was born blind. We came across an article on coding for visually impaired by NGO Vision Aid, says father Bhavan Savla. Vision Aid is based in the United States and has branches in India. At the time, Pranav was 12 years old. They were initially reluctant given his age, but after many talks with him, the team found him capable of coding. Tinkering around with various software led Pranav to think of developing his own. He got the opportunity to do that, along with Bhuvika Agrawal, a visually impaired student with vision aid, and three mentors. Together, they made the website and app of Hangman, the popular word guessing game accessible for visually impaired people. The idea won them top honors in the mentorship category at the iSTEM hackathon held in 2019. Quick grasp of technology. When I met Pranav and Bhuvi in the capacity of a mentor, I was pleasantly surprised with the ease they showed while navigating the computer system and between different applications without any major external help, says Lydia Fernandez, a teacher at St. Xavier's College in Mumbai. They were already aware of Python as a programming language. Bhuvika and Pranav also showed a great ability to grab new concepts. They picked up things within a few hours of my attention, says Lydia. Normally, this would take at least 5 to 8 lectures for regular students. Bhuvika, a student of St. John's Universal School in Gurgaon, Mumbai, is looking for ways to enhance the app they developed. People with disabilities are looking for accessible apps, and we wanted to build an app that is accessible for everyone, disabled and non-disabled. This is not true for most currently available apps. Plans to develop more assistive tech. Pranav is looking ahead to his next projects, a book browser app and a social media app that combines features of existing apps. I want to develop something that has as easy as WhatsApp with extra features like channels, bots, Telegram, call recording, and screen sharing. These teenagers are clearly people to watch out for, and it's incredible to see the younger generation of people with disabilities focused on assistive technologies. The question is, how does one encourage and nurture more Bhuvikas and Pranavs? The kind of activities which were conducted at Hackathon should be done at the root level, suggests Shalini Jha, manager Morgan Stanley, and one of the three mentors to work on the Hangman app. I also feel we should teach our children that it's as important to know sign language as knowing their mother tongues or English. Lack of access to resources is a major challenge, one she feels can be overcome to an extent by inculcating an interest with children. Once the hunger is there, nobody can stop them from exploring the resources available online, adds Shalini. Support us to make NewsHook sustainable. Make a contribution today. We need your continued support to enable us to work toward changing attitudes to disability. Help us in our attempt to share the voices of people with disabilities, then enable them to participate in society on an equal footing. There's a hot link to do that. At nsliforyouth.org, National Security Language Initiative for Youth, NSLI-Y. The NSLI-Y 2021-22 application is now available. The deadline to submit an application is Thursday, November 5th, 2020, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. To start an application, there's a hot link. The U.S. Department of State's NSLIY is part of a U.S. government initiative to foster international cooperation. There are scholarships available to learn various languages at the website and hot links. I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Thank you.